All right, let's take our Bibles and turn back to Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. The Lord, in the first verse of this seventh chapter, had commanded Noah, "Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." And verse 5 of this chapter said, "And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him." Now, we're going to consider, according to the good pleasure of our Lord, a few verses in this chapter that deals with the entry of Noah and his family into the ark, and the security of being found in the ark. Now, in verses 7 to 9, and let's read those verses, the first thing I want us to notice and to consider is the miracle of God's grace that Noah and his family were in the ark. It says in verse 7, "And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, of beasts that are not clean, of fowls, of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah." Now, Noah and his family was in the ark, and everybody else was outside. Everybody except Noah was perishing. And the reason that Noah was in the ark was because God had chosen for Noah to be in the ark. Noah alone found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And if the Lord had left Noah to himself to do what he would naturally desire to do, Noah would have been on the outside too, doing just exactly what everybody else was doing. So the Lord, who bid him to come, had given him a willing heart to do just exactly what Noah did. He was made willing in the day of God's power. Noah went in by faith. Faith that Noah did not naturally possess. 2 Thessalonians 3:2 said, "All men have not faith." Faith is a gift of God. It's given, Philippians 1:29. It's given you in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. So, believing God and suffering for the sake of Christ is a gift of God, a miracle of God's grace. So sinners, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, when it pleases God, they enter into the fellowship of Christ in regenerating grace, and they enter willingly. They come to the Lord willingly. "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise come out." Why do they come? They come because they want to. But why do they want to? They want to because God gave them a want to. That's why they come. He made willing. So, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So, 7 days before the flood would come, the Lord had told Noah, it was going to be in 7 days, He said, I'm going to send a flood. So 7 days, the flood was going to come, and Noah began in obedience to the Lord's command. He began to have the animals started coming to him, and there the Lord was going to preserve that which he had created, and God moved those animals to come to Noah. Well, the second thing I notice, and it's found in verses 10 to 15, that the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Verses 10 to 15, it came to pass, after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Now, the Lord who rules in heaven and earth, the one who commands and even the wind and the sea obey him, now is going to reveal that which he has purposed for the earth. He's going to destroy it. He's going to pour out his wrath upon him. But the Lord is going to show mercy and compassion to whomsoever he will. To whomsoever he will, he hardeneth. What does that mean? He leaves them to themselves. Noah had been preaching 120 years. And now Noah and his wife, his three sons and their wives, are going to get in that boat, in that ark. And the rest that were given up to judicial blindness, the Lord's going to destroy them. Now here's an amazing thing. I've read it, and I've read it twice now since we've been here, and I've just been very, very methodical reading that 11th verse. It was an amazing thing. It just, when I first read it, I wondered the exactness of when the Lord sent that flood. It says in verse 11, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month and the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. Now, in the second month, 17th day. There were many writers that wrote on this, but one that I read in, I want to say it was John Gill. I read a bunch. Say it was John Gill. That exact time, he said it was probably in April, according to the Jewish calendar, Hebrew calendar. Second month, 17th day of the month. April, according to their calendar. And it was a time of year when everything was in its prime. It's in April. Flowers are blooming. The weather's nice. Birds are chirping. And it was a day that surely they didn't expect the world would come crashing in. It was like as in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. I read something concerning the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord poured out fire and brimstone on this, and in the day that the Lord would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot and his family, they were in Sodom, and they were directed by two angels to leave that wicked city. They told Lot, you get out of here. You get those that are with you, you get out of here, because we can't destroy this city as long as you're in it. And Lot asked, go back and read this in Genesis 19. Lot asked, they told him to go to the mountains. And Lot asked, he said, lest something catastrophic happen to me there. There's a little city named Zoar that's not too far from here. Would it be okay if I went to this city in called Zoar? Could I go there? And they said you could. You could go there for refuge. And the angels, according to the mercy of God, spared that little city of Zoar. Now Lot asked, he said, can I go there? And they spared that city. For Lot's sake. That's Genesis 19:21, if you want to see that. And it said, Lot left Sodom, and the scriptures reveal this, on the day that Sodom was destroyed. Here it says, and this is Genesis 19:23-25, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities that which grew upon the earth. No one in Sodom, Gomorrah, or any of those other cities that were destroyed expected anything to be any different from any other day. As far as they knew, it was going to be business as usual. Sun's coming up. Here it is. Everything is like it always has been. And the scripture says God rained out fire and brimstone. The scripture says, hold your place here and turn to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. The Lord has given us some scripture concerning the end of this world. Matthew 24, verses 36 to 39. Concerning the second coming. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. They knew not. Again, given up to that blindness. And the Lord said, as it was then, this is what they were doing. Just like in Sodom and Gomorrah. It was just another day. It was just a nice day. Sun rising. Everything's fine. Everything is going to be just like it was yesterday and how it'll be tomorrow, I'm sure. And all of a sudden, it was over. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it was over. And nobody had time to think. Couldn't reflect on any message that you'd ever heard. It was just before you knew what happened. They're standing before God in the day of judgment. The Lord said in Matthew 24:44, therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. When you think this ain't gonna be it, it ain't gonna be today. Isn't it easy to think that? Do you think the Lord's coming tonight? He could, but He said that's the day it's gonna be. When you think not. So verse 11 and 12 reveal that on the day of the flood, This is what happened. The scripture, 11:12. Okay. It said in the self same day. I'm sorry, verse 12. I'll get my bearings here. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days. The verse 11 says that second month, 17th day of the month, same day were all the fountains. I finally found the scripture I was looking for. The same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were open. Now, you know, the scripture declares that when the Lord created the heaven and the earth, He separated the firmament. It was that when we looked at the creation, there's water that's being held above, and there's water under the earth. And the amazing thing about it is that God had separated those two waters, and that the clouds that hold that water. Remember, we talked about how the tons and tons and tons of water is suspended in these clouds. It's held up. In the day that God sent the flood, what happened, it says, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up. It was just like an explosion. This earth just opened up. And the windows of heaven were open. It's like if you took a jar of water and you just hit it with a hammer and all the water's out. It just opened up and it was just a flood at the appointed time that the waters from above and the waters from below just gushed up and fell down, and all that water, it came down for 40 days and 40 nights. And at that specific time of divine judgment. And it was completed. And in that day, verse 13 says, in that self same day, that was the day that Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife and the three wives and his sons with them, went into the ark. Now, the word there, self same day, it does mean that it was that very day. Obviously, the Lord had given Noah 7 days. He said, 7 days, the flood's coming. And all the animals began to get in, and Noah's in the responsibility, I'm sure that the Lord used him the means of in placing these animals in that ark. And so it does mean in that very day, but also the word means, if you look at the translation, it means bone, strength, or substance. And it seems to indicate the time or the strength of the day. Matthew Poole wrote this, and this is just his thoughts, but the word does mean, that word self-same. That word means bone, the strength of the day. He said it could have been very much noon, right in the middle part of the day. If that's the case, good. But it means the strength of that day. And the scripture set forth that in that self same day, on that seventh day, and it was over. Today's the seventh day. And God is sending, and that's the day that Noah and his family went in. But whatever the exact meaning of self-same, it means that the time for Noah to get in was accomplished. It was that day. So here it says in that 13th verse, in that self-same day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, sons, their sons' wives. Now, Shem, that's one of Noah's boys. And he's revealed to be the bloodline of Christ, Shem. Ham and Japheth also were with him. But before I go farther, we look at these last few verses. And I'm going to mention something in verse 16. And Lord willing, next time I'm going to pick up right in verse 16. We'll go on from there. But the scripture says that that there was something that happened, or was found to be. Let me say this. In that ark that we experience today, all of the pictures and types that we find in this passage, the ark was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Noah himself was a picture of Christ. But Noah was also a type and figure of every vessel of God's mercy. But there's another type that set forth in this thing. Noah and his family was a picture of the entire church. The church, the whole church, Mark, was in that ark. Everybody else was destroyed. Found within that ark were some of God's elect. Inside. And one of the boys of Noah, it's revealed that he was cursed. Ham was cursed. Now, let me just read this to you. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 to 25. Genesis 9. We'll look at this in detail. I'm just going to read the scripture right now. But Genesis 9, verse 18. The scripture says, "And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." Now, Canaan was the son of Ham. And Canaan was cursed along with his father. Ham, his name, Ham, means hot. But it's also a name for Egypt. And Genesis chapter 10, verse 6 reveals that one of Ham's sons was named Mizraim, and he was the father of the Egyptians, a cursed nation of a cursed father. So I told you all of that, and we'll look at that more deeply as we get into that, but we learn from within the ark. There were some that were not blessed to be the recipients of God's grace. Just as today, there's tares among the wheat. Not all are Israel, that is spiritually, which are of Israel nationally. Many profess to be the Lord's, but according to the scriptures, shall prove in later to not be. Judas was found among the elect apostles, but was shown to be a devil. And what did the Lord instruct in the parable of the wheat that was sown and the tares that were later sown in there? What did he say to do? He said, leave them alone. Just leave them alone. The angels will separate them in that day. So even in the ark, we find that intermingling of the reprobates among the blessed of God. So it was, when you read that, it's just so, if we're not, we'll miss it. We'll miss it. Who was Ham? He was one that was cursed. Cursed of God. So the scripture says now in verse 14, these are the ones that went in. They and every beast after his kind, all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. Here, again, every type and variety and species Nothing was left in the world without representation. Remember, when the Lord created everything, it was said to be very good. Very good. Needful. Needful. Verse 15. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two, of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Now here, it appears that Noah was in the ark, and the creatures came, the scripture says they came unto him. That's what they went in unto Noah. And there you see, again, you can see a picture of Noah being a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come unto me, come unto me. When it says that they went unto Noah, the word means, unto means, it means near, with, or among, but it properly means towards. You come unto me. So, again, I mean, every verse of Scripture, you can see the gospel, you see the glory of the Lord in it. And this is the last one. I'll stop with this. I'll make a couple of comments on verse 16 and then we'll stop for the evening. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Now, again, they went in and closed in. It tells how the Lord ordered those animals to come in. They went in male and female. There's going to be a continuation of the animal kingdom as they would. There was going to be a continuation of the human race. So God paired these animals and put them in according to His good pleasure. And through the means of Noah, they entered in as God had commanded him. But let's look at this in particular, and then I'll be quiet. It said they went in, male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him. Now that the title there, it's Elohim. Elohim. It's Father, Son, and Spirit. God Almighty, who is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. God, who will by no means clear the guilty. God commanded Noah to enter. But look who shut him in. The Lord. Jehovah. The covenant God. The Father who chose to show mercy. The Son who redeemed all of God's elect. And the Holy Spirit who regenerates and seals and leads and keeps and teaches. God commanded, go in. The Lord shut him in. Young's literal says, and Jehovah doth close it for him. The Amplified Bible says, they went in as God had commanded Noah, and the Lord shut him in and closed the door round about him. And the Lord shut him in. The Lord Himself, who will have mercy and compassion on whomsoever He will. Noah, as all of God's elect, was under that special, distinguishing, watchful eye of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead, bodily, covered him round about and shut him in, showing the intimacy that the Lord has for the objects of His mercy and compassion. The Lord declared concerning His sheep, He said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. They're secure in the Lord Jesus. They're shut in. Shut in by Almighty God, who is their covenant God. This is what David said. The Lord hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. This is all my salvation. What was all of Noah's salvation? God put him in that ark and God shut him up. Kept him. Like that cleft of the rock. That city of refuge. Oh, may the Lord be pleased tonight to effectually call one of His own unto Himself according to His good pleasure. And may the vessels of His mercy be given ears to hear, eyes to see. Come into the ark. For God's glory and our eternal good. Amen. Okay.